Here is your rock and roll train with DJ The Don.
She's a killer.
Oh man, I love Queen.
Do you now?
Yup.
It's a big band with a lot of history.
Well, tell me something I don't know yet.
Okay. Queen was formed in 1970 in London. Queen members Brian May and Roger Taylor started off in a band called Smile in 1968 alongside lead singer Tim Staffel. When Staffel left in 1970 to pursue other interests, Brian May and Roger Taylor considered disbanding, but it wasn't until their acquaintance by the name of Farrokh Bulsara, who was a fan of their band, suggested that he take over as their lead singer.
Farrokh Bulsara?
Yep. Farrokh Bulsara was a young man with Indian Parsi heritage who studied graphic arts at Ealing College. After joining the band as lead singer, he decided to call it Queen because it sounded royal. John Deacon would eventually join Queen as a bassist in 1971. Also, Bulsara eventually changed his name to Freddie Mercury.
So what happened then? Did Queen reach the world stage?
Well, like many other bands, Queen started off in the music scene with limited success. They eventually did reach chart success with their 1974 album, Sheer Heart Attack, which reached number 2 in the UK and featured their hit single, Killer Queen. They were further successful with their 1975 album, A Night at the Opera, which became the band's first UK number 1 album and platinum album in the US.
I'm just curious about Bohemian Rhapsody. What is the story behind the song?
The song is from their album, Night at the Opera. Initially, the song received mixed reviews, but retrospective critics have since named it one of the greatest songs of all time. The song features an iconic operatic passage and is considered the band's signature song. After initial chart success, the song regained popularity years later after it was featured in the 1992 movie Wayne's World, which moved its chart position in the US from number 9 to number 2.
Queen is very influential from what I hear. All their music is awesome.
Oh, you bet. Queen was very influential on hard rock and heavy metal, as well as arena rock. Queen's music has influenced other bands and musicians that span many generations, including Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, Nirvana, Katy Perry, Adele, among many others. In addition, Queen has been immortalized in the 2019 film Bohemian Rhapsody, which explores the thorough history of the band and its late lead singer, Freddie Mercury.
It's expensive. And as for Bohemian
Rhapsody.
Rhapsody.
What is that?
An epic poem.
It goes on forever, 6 bloody minutes.
I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever.
I haven't seen that movie. I should check it out.
Yup, no one can top Queen's legacy. And that was your rock and roll train for today. And now back to the music on 97.3, The Eagle.